In Iraq, the U.S. military is preparing for one of its largest movements of troops and material since the Second World War. Next year, military planners will replace the 130,000 American troops now in Iraq with almost that many new troops. NPR's Eric Westervelt visited the U.S. logistics headquarters in Iraq and Kuwait, and he has this report.
Military planners call it the surge, the complex movement of nearly a quarter million servicemen and women and their equipment in the first few months of 2004. Major General Steve Speaks, the U.S. logistics commander in Kuwait, says there are few historical precedents for such a massive troop shift.
When I think of other major military operations, what I can think of is one-directional traffic. In other words, if you think, for example, of the enormity of D-Day, all of that involved movement essentially in one direction. And our challenge here is going to be to synchronize operations that are going in two different directions.
Parts of eight of the Army's 10 active duty combat divisions and some 125,000 reservists will be moving in and out of Iraq or Afghanistan between January and May. In addition to security and transportation challenges, planners are preparing for the housing, training, equipment, medical, and other needs of soldiers and Marines. This unheralded yet vital job falls to the Army's main supply center in Balad, Iraq, and to some 10,000 troops here at Kuwait's Camp Arifjan. Soldiers at Arifjan do everything from unloading ships to meticulously cleaning every piece of hardware after combat to meet U.S. Customs and Department of Agriculture standards. General Speaks.
There's nothing glamorous or sexy or exciting about what I'm doing. We're making more bed space available. We're making more transportation available. We are making more cleaning capacity available. We're doing just the fundamental things that enable military forces to either be ready to go north into combat or south to return safely to where they're from.
After U.S. supply ships unload in Kuwait, the ammunition, food, and spare parts are trucked overland or flown to the giant logistics base in Balad, 50 miles north of Baghdad. Brigadier General Vincent Bowles is the military's logistics commander inside Iraq. General Bowles says during the 1991 Gulf War, the challenge was merely getting the material quickly into the theater. Today, Bowles says, the big test is making sure the giant web of supply routes in Iraq remain connected.
Getting it here to the theater is not hard. The challenge for us is the connectivity to get it up that last 100 kilometers where we can connect with soldiers and get it to the foxhole. And that's really what we're orienting on now.
Every morning in Kuwait, Army convoys make the precarious 850-mile trip from Kuwait to the U.S. base here in Balad. And with attacks on convoys still common, Bowles says flying supplies in on Air Force cargo planes speeds up delivery and cuts down on the number of dangerous overland trips by soldiers.
If we fly it in here direct from the States, I don't have to be driving it 14, 15 hours over a road. So every three pallets is a truck that doesn't have to go on the road and a kid that doesn't have to go in harm's way.
But hundreds of supply soldiers still have to go in harm's way every day. The battle-hardened and tired 181st Transportation Battalion deployed to the Persian Gulf last January. They crossed into Iraq with the 3rd Infantry Division on Invasion Day 9 months ago. 16 battalion soldiers have received Purple Hearts for battle wounds since major combat ended. Army Sergeant Dennis Rucker says the unit's been attacked more than 70 times.
All of them, roadside bombs, RPGs, grenades, small arms fire. We've had it all.
It pretty much comes routine, so if it happens, we know how to adjust to it and just continue the mission. Just pray that no one gets hurt, no one gets killed.
Critics say the U.S. military supply troops were woefully underprepared for the sustained guerrilla attacks of post-Saddam Iraq. There weren't enough armored Humvees or adequate protective vests for all soldiers, so GIs have had to reinforce Humvees and trucks with thick armor on their own. On the back of a supply truck sits what looks like a simple plywood shed with a machine gun in the middle. In fact, it's the soldiers' makeshift response to hit-and-run attacks. Battalion Command Sergeant Major Rick Driscoll.
That's wooden, but inside it's a wall. It's built like a box, but inside we've got 18 inches of sandbags, and then on the inside we've got metal plate that will withstand a 7.62 round. So it is definitely safe inside the box.
Safe at least from small arms and machine gun fire. As for rocket-propelled grenades and roadside bombs, well, Sergeant Major Driscoll says with a shrug, we just hope the Iraqis miss. Eric Westervelt, NPR News.